I too greet you in Jesus' name. And I can say this morning that I'm blessed to be able to be part of you all this morning again. This morning, I'd like to do something just a little bit different. As I was studying, and I came across this verse. Jesus was teaching the people, and the parents were bringing their children to Jesus, and they wanted them to receive something from Jesus as well. And so I just thought this morning that I would like for the children to come up here and start out with just a little bit of a children's lesson that I felt would fit well with my message that I have for all of us here. So the children that would like can come up and sit here on the front bench here. And Nathaniel saw that I had brought a hatchet along, and he wondered why I was bringing a hatchet along. And he said, "Do you have children's lesson?" And I said, "Well, I'm supposed to be preaching." And he said, "Well, are you going to use a hatchet to preach?" And so this morning, I just want to share some gifts that were given to me over the years. And I have just a few that I could, that came to mind. And they're just little things. And this is something that was given to me as early as I can remember. I don't know exactly how old I was, but I was probably, maybe 8 or 9 or 10 years old. And it was given to me by my aunt. So when I look at this hatchet, I'm reminded of that time when my aunt gave me this. And I'm not exactly, I don't even remember why she gave it to me, but I remember her talking to me and she encouraged me at that time. So when I get this hatchet, I think of that. But when my children get this hatchet, they don't remember that time, and they just look at it as a hatchet. I hardly ever use this hatchet. I saved it, and I used it carefully when I used it, and most of the time I just had it sitting to the side. But as I grew older, I had children, and they saw it as a hatchet. And so we used it as a hatchet, and now we pretty much use it as a hatchet. The handle's a little wobbly. Somebody must have hit something somewhere. So the next people that came along, they don't remember the gift. Well, there's another gift that somebody gave me. And what do you see here? What is that? Is it a picture? Yeah. To most people, it's just a picture. Well, to me, it's a picture of my mom. And in fact, it's the only picture I have of my mom. When I got that, someone found that picture after I didn't have a mom. And they gave that picture to me. And so that was very special. And then a few years later, I was probably about 17. I was going to church, and someone gave me, what is this? A bookmark. It's just a bookmark. But I've had it since I was about 17, so I've had it for a long time. I don't keep a lot of things, but there's just a few things that were special to me, and they just stay with me somehow. I don't even know how that always happens, but somehow I just keep them because they remind me. And when I got this bookmark, we were going to a church called Summit View. And that summer, we had they had a Bible school, and I went to that Bible school. And I learned a lot of things about God. And it was a time that I was, that a lot of change was coming into my life. And I was going to a church where they taught about God, and I could understand what they were teaching. And it was the year that I gave my life to the Lord. And so this bookmark reminds me of some of those times. And so I look at that as a gift. And I think I have some other things here too. What is this? A keychain. It's just, for most of us, it's just a keychain. Has a couple of keys that I use once in a while. But someone special gave me that keychain. Anyone want to guess who that was? Who that was? Yes, it was my wife. She gave it to me, and so I've just always kept it. It's nice and heavy, and I like the way it feels, and it reminds me of a nice time in my life. And so those are some gifts that I have. And every time that I get them out, every time I see this, I'm reminded of that gift. And some of these other things I get, I'm just reminded of them. Do you all have any gifts that someone gave to you that you remember, that you've just tucked away? You do? I'm guessing you all have something. But I'm guessing as you get older, you're going to remember things that were given to you or things that you learned, and you'll remember them as a gift. And God wants you to remember those things. So maybe we can just pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can be here, and we thank you for the gifts that you bring into our lives and that you give us, Lord. And I thank you for each one of the children here, and I just pray, Lord, that you would bless them and help them to learn the things of you. And Lord, we just pray that now this morning as we look into your word too, that you would minister to each one of our needs, and that you would teach us the things that you want us to learn. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can all go to your parents again. Thank you. Well, this morning as we were listening to God's word already, I think that we were reminded of the blessings and the gifts of God that we have. And a gift that I would like to just, for us to just again look at, and it is the heart of who we are. Of what God has done for us, and that is the gift of forgiveness, and it's something that I think we here all understand what forgiveness is, what it feels like, and as we embrace it. And I just like to, as we go through this message, to just remind us of the gift of forgiveness, the salvation that we have received, and how we can remind ourselves of what the Lord has done, and we can also show people what God has done in our hearts and lives. As I was looking at those gifts that I just showed to the children this morning, it brought back memories of gifts that God gave me. And some of them, you know, at times we go back over our lives at the time that we're going through some of these things, we don't view them as gifts, but rather we tend to view them as hardships or a difficult time. And when we're going through them, and if we're not careful, when we go through these times, we even at times allow ourselves to become bitter or withdrawn, and maybe we don't even receive the things that God is trying to give us. But I was just thinking, you know, thinking about that picture, and I just remember the hard things that took place around that picture, of the time I received that picture in the years before that, of having lots of sickness and life was not normal. But as I look back and I realize the blessings that time was to me now, I realize that, you know, I experience friends. I had people, there was people in my life all over the place that were reaching out and coming to our place and helping me with chores and all these different things that took place, and seeing parents and my dad's friends and family reaching out to my father in that time frame. And so, you know, one of the things that taught me is how important friends are and how important it is that I'm a friend. And, you know, if we just stop and start observing, we can find opportunities to be a friend and to reach out and to be that what people were to me in that time frame. And so looking back now, I can, you know, it's not a time of that I look back as a sorrowful time. It was then, but now I can look back and realize that was actually a blessing in my life, because it helps me to see what people can do to each other. And so, just like to turn to Luke chapter 6 in thinking about friends and we go to Luke chapter 6 and go down to verse 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smitest thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. If you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. Here in these verses here, we are just reminded again here of, you know, our obligation to the people around us. And it just brings out, you know, if we only bless the people that bless us. You know, when I think about, you know, people that were nice to me, and, well, it's pretty easy to turn around and be nice to them. It's pretty easy for me. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, they're going through a difficult time. Makes me want to return the favor and bless them and to encourage them. But here, Jesus is bringing out something that it's like, wait a minute here. You know, the way that I treat my friends, the way that I bless those people that I know that need to be encouraged, that he's asking me to reach out to those people that aren't so nice, those that feel like, you know, sometimes it might be I perceive it that way, and sometimes it may be true, but those people that are coming against me, and he's asking of us to, you know, to stand now, to show them good, to show them Jesus in these times. And he just reminds us there, if you lend to them whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. So we're just reminded that, you know, if we only go as far as the world does, and we only treat each other the way the world would treat them, each other, you know, we haven't really accomplished anything. And, you know, when we look at worldly or fleshly actions, and I think that, you know, too often when I look at myself, I can see that in myself. And God wants us to rise up. He wants us to have a different standard, a different interest in, you know, our actions. What kind of actions? What do we see coming out of our actions? Do they serve? Do they show an interest in the people around me, an interest in others, or do my actions show a self-interest focused on my desires, my wants? You know, I put my energy into areas where I know that I'm going to get a return. You know, it's like driving down the road and I'm in traffic and someone cuts me off, intentionally or not. What is my response? How do I find myself reacting to that? You know, do I just shrug it off and let it be and just bless them? Or do I return the favor and tailgate them or do something that will remind them so they won't forget what they did to me, and just help them, you know, hope that maybe they regret what they've done? You know, those are things that, you know, when those unexpected things happen, we can very quickly see who we are. You know, my response in those areas will bring out the real me. And at that moment, and we're called to not just, you know, be nice to those that are nice to us or help those who help us, but, you know, or bless those who bless us, or to forgive those that forgive us. But we're called to go further. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, tells us not to render evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessings, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. In Romans chapter 12, and maybe I'll just turn there to verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. In verse 21 there, I would just like that to stick with us there for a little bit. Be not overcome of evil. You know, we as God's people, when do we have opportunity to shine, to speak, to show that gift of forgiveness? You know, when we're offered forgiveness and we return it in like manner, you know, it's sort of something that we expect to happen. But in verse 21 there, you know, we're called to overcome evil with good. You know, extend mercy, extend, you know, that gift of forgiveness. And when I reach out and I offer forgiveness, it's a gift that I have received earlier on in life, and when I offer that out, what does it do to my heart? It reminds me of what God has done in my life. And it motivates me to live for Him, to serve Him. And when we extend that gift of forgiveness in these times, so be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. When we find ourselves reacting to evil, we often find ourselves responding with something in a way that probably isn't good. And so, you know, if we want to overcome evil with good, we need to be grounded. We need to that gift that we have, you know, it needs to have value. It's something that we hold on to, and we are reminded often of that gift. In Luke chapter 6, Going down to verse 44. For every tree is known of his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. So, as we go through life, as we're confronted with people, with life, we have opportunities that are placed before us, and we will, in those opportunities, whether we like it or not, the fruit that is within our heart is going to come forth. The things that we have hidden away in there, the memories that we have grabbed a hold of, the gifts that we have valued, when these things come before us, they will reveal that tree that I am. And we can, at times, maybe we can subdue those things that are in there. But eventually, they will come out. And they will bring fruit of righteousness, or they will bring, they will reveal those evil treasures that are in our hearts. So let's allow our lives to be pruned. Let's allow God, as He brings, you know, brings things to us, let's allow Him to do His work so we can be pruned and so that our lives can be different. That we don't find ourselves responding the way that we see the world responding. But let's find ourselves responding in love, showing the gift that God has given us. Love being our foundation, and obedience, as God's children, we have a desire to be obedient children. And so, with those two things in place, we only see one option. And that is, you know, we want to show them the gift that God has given us. We want to, you know, as those things come out, we're reminded of our life story. We're reminded of the pleasant things in life. We're reminded of the difficult things of life. We're reminded of God's faithfulness. And as we are reminded of those things, we can use those opportunities to share about what God has done in our lives. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. We see two things here, you know, a life that we want to put away, and then verse 32, telling us who we should be and want to be. When we are in life and, you know, we think about maybe when we look in our past and we see it's like, well, I used to play, you know, when difficult things come my way, this is how I used to respond, or this is how I find myself responding, and I don't like that. You know, are we willing to step out and play, do it a different way, to do it the way that God wants me to? But you know, when we are trying something new, it's maybe a little bit like a game or something, a game that we haven't played before, and we venture out there and we don't know how well we're going to do because we've never done those things before. But I would encourage us, you know, to step out, trust God, and allow Him to work in us and play those things out differently in our lives. And obviously, you know, if we think we're going to accomplish this in my own strengths, in my own ability, we're going to find ourselves failing. When we do venture out and, you know, invite blessings on those incidents, those people that are bringing hardship into our lives or bringing, you know, they bring things into our lives that are meant to bring harm. And if we dare to step out and do bring God into the picture and show them Jesus, it is, you know, it's an opportunity that we can take and invite these people into a time where they can see forgiveness, where they can see something other than what they're used to. You know, when we offer forgiveness in place of vengeance, when we respond with kindness when insult was brought our way, when we experience merciless and we respond with mercy, you know, where goodwill overcomes bitterness, these are not what the norm, what we see normally in coming out of people, but it is God working in people and showing, you know, when these things take place, we're offering a gift, something that I have that was given to me, and I just bring that out and I show, here it is. This is what happened to me. This is what was offered to me, and I received it. And it feels good. It brings peace. And when we take those opportunities, we are holding out that gift for them to experience something other than what they're experiencing. When we think about forgiveness and we think about what it means in our lives, you know, Jesus talks about that, you know, when we think about our own lives and we think about how often have I needed to go back and ask for forgiveness, ask to, like, I need to change my ways. In, you know, we are reminded of, in Matthew there, you know, I think it was Peter's, like, you know, well, seven times seems like a lot, you know, surely we only need to do it that many times. But, you know, Jesus is reminded us there of what forgiveness looks like, and that it's many, many more times than that, that it's 70 times 7. This obviously means that it's a way of life. It's something that I embrace. It's something that that doesn't just happen for me. It's something that I choose to do. And I apply it in my life, because if I'm doing something 7 times 70, you know, typically we don't do something over and over and over again if we're just by chance. You know, I go to work 5 mornings out of the week, and I don't just happen to get to work. You know, I get up in the morning with purpose, and I decide to climb, go out and get in my vehicle and drive to work. That is something that I choose to do. And so it is, you know, as we live this life, as we choose to, you know, show the gift that was given to us, we purpose to show it to people when we have opportunity. The fruit of not doing so, and I just like to look at that just a little bit, you know, if I choose not to forgive, what is the consequences of that? If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In Psalms chapter 66, verse 18, and so, you know, if we choose to hold on to things, those are things that we can, that we're going to deal with. And I believe that, you know, when God teaches us to forgive, and he wants us to experience those things because he wants the best for us. And if we choose to disregard that and to live, you know, outside of that, then he reminds us, you know, by this here, you know, when we can't hear God and we feel our relationship isn't well and God isn't hearing me, and you know, he does that to us to remind us where we are, and he wants to bring us back. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, you know, causes bitterness. It will trouble us. It will hinder our relationship with Jesus. And I think it's in Hebrews 12, verse 14 and 15. You know, when we're dealing with unforgiveness, that's the fruit. That's some of the fruits that we will experience. The fruit of forgiveness, on the other hand, when we're living in that, we experience something different. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 26 there, it talks about some of the things there, you know, love, joy, peace. When we have a heart of forgiving, and we extend we extend that gift and we hold it out and show it to people when we have opportunity, it gives us a heart of long-suffering. We feel kindness towards those people, and you know, we experience a desire to be faithful and self-control. I think those things all are fruits of when we are exercising that life, and we those are some of the joys that we can experience. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, just another promise that we have. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If our hearts are experiencing forgiveness, if that gift is alive and well, and we can look back and remember what we experience, you know, we have no problem. We have a desire to bring those gifts out and to remind people, you know, of what happened when I gave my life to the Lord, and we extend that, you know, like I was willing and able to pull those little gifts that were given to me over the years. I pull those out, and I'm delighted to share them with others and to remind them of this is what happened in my life in this time frame, and it can be a blessing. And so as our hearts are doing well, we desire to do that, and when we do that, we remind them what was given to me. When we forgive, it makes love possible. Forgiveness sets an example. And, you know, it reminds us of the example that Jesus showed, gave for us. We show with our own lives, if we're doing well, we show with our own lives what Jesus has done for us. May God bless you as we take these things in, and can we just seek the Lord and allow Him to help us to be that gift to people. You know, there's people that are lost and dying and hurting. And we see all these symptoms coming out in the world. People that are angry. And often what I see is people aren't even necessarily angry at me, but I just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And you're dealing with whatever, and their frustration is high, and they just, you know, have to vent some of their anger. And so may God give us wisdom and remind us of the gift that He has given us, and that we can just, when those times come, that we can just bring that gift to the forefront and show them something other than what they're used to seeing. May God bless.